I want you to see this video, folks. And if this video doesn't convince you to get married, have children, the wife stays home with the children, stay home with the children, I don't know what else will. A video surfaced of a black preschool teacher from St. Louis throwing a three-year-old girl across the room. This girl should have been home with her mother, not trusted to some teacher, some preschool teacher to be raising her. You're making a horrible mistake, folks. You're doing it the wrong way. If you're not married, don't be having children. If you got to go to work, I understand some women have to go to work if they're not married, but don't be having sex and having babies. The three-year-old split her head open, and had to be rushed to an ambulance or by an ambulance to receive 7 stitches. This is from Fox 2, STL, St. Louis. The teacher told the little girl's parents that she had failed.
It happened here at Brighter Day Preschool, where the director waited a reported 5 days before looking at the video you're about to see. Friday, February 1st, a three-year-old child's head split open at daycare. An ambulance took her to the hospital where she had 7 stitches. This daycare surveillance shows what happened. You can see the girl appears calm and contained, standing in the same area by a chair for 2 minutes before a teacher walks across the room towards her, grabs her arm, drags her, and throws her against a cabinet. Wow. The teacher then reportedly sent this note home to parents saying she fell.
Isn't that amazing? Why do you think that women can raise your children at school when they can't even raise their own children? They don't have the patience. They don't have the inner power. Why would you trust your kids like that with someone else? Just a question. It took the daycare director 5 days to review the surveillance video.
In no world did this family have any idea that what was called a fall was actually an assault until they came to see that video. One of the more egregious aspects of this case is that the daycare director told the family that she did not watch the surveillance tape until the family was with her.
She said that was 5 days later when the child's relative recorded this off the surveillance monitor with her cell phone. You can hear her shock when she sees it was not an accident as reported.
That was her?
The daycare could have reviewed that footage at any time. They didn't, and they allowed the daycare worker who assaulted this little girl to continue to work at the facility for 5 additional days.
Look at that. I blame the parent for this. This is the parent fault, or parents. Really. The teacher's wrong, but it's the parent's fault. And the director fired the teacher after seeing the video, but inspectors went to the facility and reported past cases of abuse.
The director fired the teacher after seeing this video. Police are also investigating, along with state child care inspectors. I found those inspectors also reported past cases of kids getting hurt here. May of 2018, inspectors noted a second teacher slam a child down on the cot and a third teacher holding a child by his wrist, dragging him across the room. June 2016, inspectors say staff did not have a preventative plan in place when one child was repeatedly hitting and choking another child. March 2016, inspectors wrote that a child fell out of the chair and sustained a left femoral fracture. Daycare director Sharon Williams came out to tell us she could not comment because of the ongoing investigation.
See what happens when women are in control, folks? I rest my case. I rest my case. This is from Facebook. Helen says, the background would be better with a little more light color, too much red and brown, better than the one with your face. No offense, but it just didn't really work because it couldn't look like you really. I'm not. Oh, okay, really. So thank you for that, Helen. We'll check it out. I'll talk to Travis about it. We'll take a vote on around the office. I like it, though. But you're looking at it from the outside. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you, Helen. Let me go to Richard out of Connecticut. Richard, thank you for calling in. Oh, by the way, let me tell you folks this breaking news first. Breaking news from Fox News. Luke Perry, star of Beverly Hills 90210 in Riverdale, is under observation at a hospital, representative said. Following a report, actor suffered a heart attack. Let me see. Actor suffered a stroke. Richard, thank you for holding, buddy. Go ahead.
I was gonna ask you, should I not talk about politics at work?
No, you should not.
Okay.
You just go there, do your job, do well, work hard, keep your promise, and deal with politics outside of work.
Okay, and one other thing, this is a daycare thing you're showing.
Yes.
I've called before. I had a kid out of wedlock, and so I got split custody of my son and his mom. Excuse me. She puts him in daycare, and I told her not to. But like legally, there's nothing I can do to stop her. Like,
well, make sure you check on him. Maybe you can go up there sometime and just hang out with him for a minute, see, make sure everything's fine. You cannot be trusting your kids to these women who are in daycare because these women have no patience to raise children. And they're not going to let you know what they're doing to them. So make sure you do a surprise visit. Once in a while, just go there, hang out with him, take him some lunch or something so you can kind of keep an eye on him. I'm sorry that it's that way. But make sure you do that, Richard. It's not good, and especially with these women who are angry like this. Quentin is the first-time caller out of Maryland. Quentin, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, I had a question for you. I was wondering, when you told that young man earlier who called about the 19-year-old, who was talking about his dad and his mom and his situation with raising his siblings.
Right. That was Emmanuel out of Georgia.
Yeah, I thought we were actually put on this earth to help take care of one another. So,
no.
Why wouldn't you? What would be the problem or crime in helping raise your own family or whatever? That's what I'm.
Because
I'd like to know.
Children are not mature enough. Even parents are not mature enough nowadays. But children are not mature enough to raise other people's children. It's a trauma to them to put that kind of responsibility on them. And secondly, the kids that they are trying to raise are not going to listen to them anyway. That makes it a little more difficult because they know that you're not their daddy or mama. And so it's not good. Parents who are making their kids raise their children are selfish parents. Evil.
Okay. Well, you also told him, or you tell a lot of people this one, that it's not good for mom to get married again or whatever. Well, what about in your case when your mom had to get married to a man who wasn't your biological father?
It would
take care of you. Because I don't hear this young man, Emmanuel, saying that he was homeless or out in the cold. I never heard him say he was hungry or he was living in an abusive household.
Well, that's,
he was just dealing with two parents that were working.
There's more to life than being hungry, buddy. It's better to be hungry than to lose your soul. And his mother... by his father not being there, his mother set him up to lose his soul. Fortunately, he's learning to let the anger go. And as far as my mother, when she got pregnant with me by my father, as I've said this over and over again, is that it was an embarrassment to have children out of wedlock. So she married my stepfather before I was born, but that still didn't complete my soul. My soul was only completed when I returned to my natural father.
Okay, but God didn't say you had to return to your natural father and forgive your mom.
Yes, he did.
Jesus Christ is the only one we have to go through.
He did say that. Yes.
Wait, can you quote that for me?
There'll come a day There will come a day when I will return the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. That day is at hand.
You could just say that. I mean, any wooden nickel pastor or reverend or preacher could just say that.
You know,
but if I ask you right now, could you give me
Would you believe it if you saw it?
To go see that?
Would you believe it if you saw it in the Bible?
Oh yeah.
Why would you believe it then?
Because that would be God's word, not yours.
How do you know that?
Well, you're talking about what God said.
How do you know that would be God's word?
Well, you know what? I take that back, because when it comes to you...
How do you know that would be God's word, Quentin?
Because it is, it's inspired by God.
How do you know that?
Coming through other men.
How do you know that?
Because I have faith. That word you like to bring up, faith, I have that faith.
You don't have faith.
That's what God's word.
No, you don't.
I don't have what?
Faith.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
You don't have faith. So if you have faith...
I take that back.
If you have faith and you believe that because you read it, you would read it in the Bible, why don't you believe me when I told you it was God's word?
Because I'm saying, I told you what I said. If it's God's word,
why wouldn't you believe me?
Because I don't.
Well, why would you believe
it?
Why would you believe it if you read it in the Bible?
Because once again, that's God. But then that's why I apologize, because I know you're afraid of the Bible. You don't like the Bible. You try to deter people.
Those are all not true. Now you're lying.
Yeah, true.
Why are you lying now? Why are you lying now?
Beta.
Well, go ahead, hang up like a woman.
Why are you lying now?
Like you
I'm only going to hang up because you just gave me a challenge. Because you told me to hang up. Thank you. I will. I just
beta.
You told me to hang up like a woman. I hung up. He asked to be hung up on.